The pit bull grabbed onto my dog's ear and started shaking.
A vicious attack.
There was blood everywhere. It was the most horrifying experience.
Puts a cuff on the defense.
I am a police officer. I know the rules and the regulations.
Don't editorialize. Just tell me what happened.
Her dog ran over to my dog, bit him on the nose. That is when my dogs defended themselves and myself from the vicious dog.
I have a hard time believing that.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Allison Silverman is suing fellow dog owner Tammy Foley for vet bills, lost wages, and punitive damages. Allison claims Tammy's two dogs attacked her dog on a hiking trail.
Order. All rise.
Yes, case number 306 on the calendar, in the matter of Silverman versus Foley.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat.
Ms. Silverman, it is your claim that the defendant's two dogs attacked your dog. The dog was seriously injured. You have substantial vet bills. I would like you to start out by telling me the date, time, and exact location where this happened.
It was June 10th, right after work, about 5 p.m. My roommate and I, Virginia, were walking my dog.
What kind of dog do you have?
It's a 40-pound adopted mutt.
It's 40 pounds, so it's a good-sized dog.
Yeah.
How old is the dog?
11 years old.
And how long have you had her?
Less than a year at that point.
And it was a rescue?
From a foreclosure, yes.
What does that mean?
The previous owners got foreclosed upon and couldn't keep her.
And you knew these people?
Yes.
So you knew the dog?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
So it was around 5 p.m., like I said. We were walking in a park, and we were coming down the hill. Miss Foley and her two dogs were coming up the hill, and I saw her, and I said, my dog is friendly. And she said, in return, she said, my dogs usually are, and that's when the attack happened.
So you were close by?
Yeah. There's no way you could avoid each other on the pathway, unless, usually when someone has an angry dog or a vicious dog, they actually pull off the
side. But Miss Foley said, my dogs usually are, and at that moment, tell me exactly what happened.
The first thing that happened was the bigger pit bull, they were both pit bulls, grabbed onto my dog's ear and pulled her in and started shaking. The next thing I know, there was blood everywhere because they went for her stomach. And my dog just looked up at me and didn't fight back and just cried. I mean, it was the most horrifying experience I've had to witness. And it was about a good 2-3 minutes that this happened. Went for her legs, went for very skinny dog. I have pictures of her. I thought that her limbs were broken because they bite down hard. The second that the first pit bull broke loose, and the whole time, I didn't know what to do. You know, you fight the urge to stick your hand in to separate them. Virginia has never had a dog before, so she actually went to stick her hand in. I pulled her out. Miss Foley did not stop her from doing that. After the first one let go, which she had no control, it just ran its course. I started screaming up because I didn't know what to do. I was trying to call for help. The second one clamped on, and I tried to hit it in the jaw and just finally let go. There was just blood everywhere.
And when the dogs were separated, your dog was seriously injured.
Yes.
Did anyone come and help you take the dog?
Yeah. I didn't know if an organ was busted or an artery, so I tried to get her to walk, and she was obviously limping because one of the bites was actually almost through the joint. They couldn't tell. I have a picture of it from this side. And we're at the bottom of a hill. I can't carry a 40-pound dog all the way up. So, yes, a couple heard me screaming. They came down. Her husband carried my dog up to the first parking lot where I called the ranger.
And you got your car?
Yes.
Can I see the photographs of the dog, please, and the veterinary bills? Okay, Ms. Foley, I'll hear you now.
Your Honor, I am a police officer with LAPD. I know the rules and the regulations.
Just tell me what happened, please.
Yes, ma'am. That day, I was finishing a 2-hour walk run with my dogs. They were on 6-foot leashes, which is the rule for the Conejo Open Space Conservation Agency. It is documented online. There are
also... Listen to me very carefully.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want you to tell me what happened. You were walking your dogs.
Yes, ma'am.
They were leashed. Go ahead.
They were leashed. We were walking up the hill. We came to a corner. My dogs...
Now look at me.
Yes, ma'am. My dogs were on the 6-foot leash, but I had the leash wrapped around my hand. They were both on my left side. I saw a dog come around the corner. There is approximately 15 feet to 20 feet right on that corner. Her dog was on the far end on an expandable leash, which was approximately 12 to 15 feet expanded out. 6 foot is the law, Your Honor. I did not see her or anybody else come around the corner with the dog. I did, however, hear music. As soon as I saw the dog, I had my dog sit, because that is what I do when I walk my dogs. Standard policy with me and my dogs. They know it.
I don't care about policy.
I want you to understand what I was doing, Your Honor.
I understand what you were doing.
Yes,
your
ma'am.
Dogs are, according to you, leashed and under your control.
Yes, ma'am.
According to your testimony, her dog was on an expandable leash.
Yes, ma'am.
Therefore, not under her immediate control. Don't editorialize, Ms. Foley.
Yes, ma'am.
Just tell me what happened.
Absolutely. I pulled them back. They sat next to me on my left side. We were up against a dirt embankment, so I had nowhere else to go. Her dog ran over to my dog, bit him on the nose, and then the attack continued. That is when my dogs defended themselves and myself from a vicious dog.
I don't believe that.
That is what happened.
No, I have a hard time believing that.
Ma'am, even in the paperwork, from the incident report that happened that day, she said that her dog ran over to mine.
I believe.
I have it written right here, ma'am, if you want to see.
I would like to see it. But I don't believe that her dog ran over to your dog and bit your dog. You've had proof by a vet that your dog was seen for a dog bite on the nose?
I have pictures, ma'am.
I have a witness.
You can see photos.
Right here. My question was, do you have...
And then 8 days later, her statement changed completely.
Are you listening?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have any reports from a veterinarian that your dog was bitten on the nose?
No, ma'am. But I have photos taken at the time, after the incident, also
I'd like to see the scuff marks.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to see them.
Your Honor, how do I know that's not my dog's blood?
I don't know.
Or that her other dog attacked it?
You didn't see the picture yet, did you?
No.
So you don't know what we're looking at. There's a lot of blood on the pit bull.
Yes, ma'am.
But I don't know.
Do you see his nose, Your Honor? That's the first bite. Also, the one you're looking at, Your Honor, that was injured the most is a brown lab mixed with pit, and the other dog is a Staffordshire.
Come up here, please, Ms. Foley.
Yes, ma'am.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Is what you're telling me that this blood over here and these marks didn't inspire you to take your dog to a vet?
Your Honor, I...
Just a sense, that requires either a yes or a no.
And later today...
One drunk has another drunk drive his car. They're in an accident. The car is wrecked. And you actually think that courts are interested in that.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Allison Silverman says fellow dog owner Tammy Foley owes for vet bills, lost wages, and punitive damages due to a dog attack.
Ms. Foley, are you suggesting to me that this was a result of her dog coming up and biting your dog in the nose? That this area here is that? Is that what you're telling me?
Ma'am, it's this right here is the
and
first
And what is
proof.
This?
That is from continued... biting. That is from the incident, Your Honor.
And what about this picture here?
That is from her dog as well.
Is what you're telling me that this blood over here and these marks didn't inspire you to take your dog to a vet?
Your Honor, I...
Just a sense, that requires a yes or... You can step back.
Yes, ma'am.
That requires either a yes or a no.
No, Your Honor.
Okay. Now... What kind of leash do you walk your dog on?
At that time, I did have a retractable leash.
So the dog was walking ahead of you?
It was 1 or 2 feet extra, and that is not the cause of the
attack. Your dog was walking ahead of you?
Yes.
Not under your immediate control?
No, she was under my control.
No, she wasn't.
I will let her go say hello to a dog unless it's identified as a dangerous dog. I will stipulate to that.
When you went and let her go and say hello to a dog, your testimony to me was that she was right next to you, passing. But that doesn't sound possible if your dog was on one of those retractable leashes and was at least 2 or 3 feet beyond what the 6 foot, so she was 10 feet away from you. That doesn't, in my mind, coincide with passing right next to each other. Okay, do you have a radio on?
I had my iPhone on.
And you were with a friend?
Yes.
So you didn't have your earphones on?
No, and there's a reason for that.
I don't care what the reason is. I'm just trying to set the scene of what was going on. Now, Ms. Foley, how old are your dogs?
My female dog, the Staffordshire, is 8, and the pit mixed with brown lab is Sasha, is approximately 3.
When did you get him?
I adopted them from a police officer approximately 1.5 to 2 years ago.
Why?
They were having children, and they didn't have time.
They're very smart. Now, had either of these two dogs, to the best of your knowledge, when they were with the other officer, had any difficulties with other dogs?
No, Your Honor.
In the 1.5 years that you've had these two dogs, have they had any difficulty with other dogs?
Yes, Your Honor.
When?
When I took them up to my aunt and uncle's house.
Tell me about it.
Yes, ma'am. We went to their house. I was thinking, they live near Yosemite. They have acres and land. I was thinking they'd have fun playing, but ended up that their dog and my dog, they didn't get along.
And?
My dogs actually got in a fight with their dog.
What kind of dog did they have?
It's, I think it's a mixed dog, but I know it's a farm dog.
Was their dog injured?
No. No injuries.
These two dogs got into a fight with another dog and there were no injuries?
There were no injuries, Your Honor. It was pulled away very quickly.
How long ago was that?
That was the spring of this year.
Your Honor, when I spoke to...
Just a second.
Okay.
Is that the only incident involving your dogs?
Yes, Your Honor.
You have information to the contrary?
Yes, when I spoke to animal control.
Animal control, you can't tell me what animal control told you. Okay. But if it's true that there is a prior history with animal control, it's something that can be...
They did tell me they had been to her house before and there was an incident with her dogs at her property.
Can I explain that, Your Honor?
Yes.
I was at work. I received a phone call from Sheriff's Department stating that my dogs were out. Basically, what happened was when I put the garage door down, it bounced back up. I didn't realize it when I left, and so they got out. So Sheriff's Department knocked on the door. My son answered it. Dogs were put back in without incident, Your Honor. It was just logged.
Okay, Ms. Silverman.
Yes.
I'm very sorry that your dog was injured. Ms. Foley was following the requirements of keeping her dogs at tight leash. Whether they're dangerous or not, I don't know. She only knows of one prior incident with her dogs, but she followed the rules. You did not. Now, by not following the rules, you really placed your dog at risk. Because I've seen people with these expandable leashes, I don't know where they are. All of a sudden you see a dog coming down the street and it's like a phantom dog. I don't think that was the situation here, but I think your dog was not tight in your control. I have to find that Ms. Foley actually did something or was negligent with her animals. And she was not even according to you.
She absolutely was. She had no control over the attack.
She had control over her dogs.
She
you had
stop
no
them.
Control over your dog. Your job, if you have a dog, child, youngster, is to have total control over that child to keep it out of harm's way.
I
because
absolutely
out of
did.
Harm's way, and you did not.
I did.
Well, you think you did, I say you didn't. I say that your dog was a little too far ahead of you, and I don't even think that your dog necessarily ran up and bit her dog in the nose. I'm not sure about that.
Did not.
But I think your dog ran up to her dog, and her dogs were under her control, and your dog was not, so that you couldn't immediately pull it back before
She's
it got to her,
her
before it got to her dog, because I read your statement. According to you, you saw her coming up
I
the trail
did,
with two
and she
pit bulls.
Didn't alert me that they're dangerous, and she was aware that they were.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Your dog was not within your immediate control.
2 extra feet is not the cause of the attack.
Maybe it was.
It was
Maybe
not.
If your dog... Ms. Silverman, I'm not going to get into an argument with you.
And later today...
The two of you look as if you shouldn't be drinking anymore. You look like you had enough booze to last you for the next decade or so. I would knock off the booze if I were you.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Allison Silverman says fellow dog owner Tammy Foley owes for vet bills, lost wages, and punitive damages due to a dog attack.
Ms. Silverman, I don't find that she was negligent in handling her dogs. And unless I find that she was negligent in handling her dogs, I can't force her legally to take care of your dog's medical expenses, especially when your dog was not close-leashed within your immediate control.
2 extra feet is not the cause of the attack.
Maybe it was.
It was
Maybe
not.
If you're... Ms. Silverman, I'm not going to get into an argument with you. If I were walking my dog, and I have dogs, I know the capacity of pit bulls to be dangerous. Don't send me mail. I'm not interested in your emails. Her dogs are very nice dogs. I'm sure they're lovely pit bulls, but I know the capacity of pit bulls to injure because of the way they are configured. I pick my dog up and I...
A 40-pound dog?
Listen to me. Or I pull it really close to me, because you don't say her dogs came up to you and attacked you. Your dog was out there, and your dog was out there because you didn't exercise great judgment. And I'm not speaking from a legal perspective. I'm speaking to you from the perspective of a dog owner. If I see a very large dog and I have a very small dog, I don't let my dog run up to it and then say, is your dog friendly? You know, that's like the old, does your dog bite? No, my dog doesn't bite. And you get bitten. He says, it wasn't my dog. Was that Peter Sellers? That was Peter Sellers. So your responsibility is when you see two dogs that you knew might be problematic, to rein your dog in. You didn't, and I don't know what the reason is, but I have to find that the defendant is in some way negligent, and her dogs were within her immediate
negligent
control. Your case
public.
Is dismissed. Goodbye.
Parties are excused when they step out.
I think it was fair. I think what happened is what I said. She was completely irresponsible taking dangerous dogs out in public.
I think it's really sad that someone doesn't have control over very dangerous dogs.
She doesn't care about the dog. She's only had it a short time. She doesn't love it.
Other dogs are going to be put in this position because this woman can't control her dogs.
I think it's ridiculous. Dog owners need to take responsibility, and she's not.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Dougherty versus Potts. Step forward, please.
Jeff Dougherty is suing his former friend, Howard Potts, for wrecking his car while driving home from a bar. Howard claims a drunken Jeff begged him to get behind the wheel.
Mr. Dougherty, what makes you think courts are actually interested in these kind of drunk stories, where one drunk has another drunk drive his car, they're all in the car together, they're in an accident, the car is wrecked, and you actually think that courts are interested in that?
Your Honor, when it comes down to it, when we went out to the bar...
I don't want you to tell me your story.
Well, I'm not telling you your
what
story.
What would make you think that...
Because we have a standing agreement that if we get too drunk, we take a cab home.
Why would you take your car anywhere and get drunk? Why didn't you just take a cab where you were going?
It's less expensive. If we plan not to drink that much, that's fine. We can dance.
Yeah, how old are you?
I'm 36 years old.
Yeah. Anyway, you went out drinking together. There was some sort of an incident at the bar. This drunk took you in the car to get you out of a bar where there was some sort of an incident. Is that right?
Correct.
And you got in the car. He was driving. You were drunk. So you really don't know what happened, so I can't ask you logically what happened because you can't relate a cogent story for me. The only thing that you do know is that he was driving your car drunk and the car was damaged or totaled. That's what happened?
Damaged, yes.
Well, Your Honor, that's why I have my girlfriend. She only had a drink.
I don't care, okay. Sir, actually. But the two of you look as if you shouldn't be drinking anymore. Actually, that's true. You really look as if you've had enough alcohol, Mr. Potts, for a lifetime.
Thank you.
No, I'm telling you the truth.
All right.
I'm not talking about eating. I'm talking about booze. You look like you had enough booze to last you for the next decade or so. I would knock off the booze if I were you. You too.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, were you in the car with him drunk when there was an accident?
Yes, Your Honor.
Were you supposed to be the designated driver?
No.
Who was supposed to be the designated driver? Don't look over there. Look over here. Who was supposed to be the designated driver?
I was originally going to be...
Fine. That's the question. Yeah. Who got into some difficulty at the bar?
I did.
Because you spilled a drink on some woman?
Yes, Your Honor.
And was it right after that that you left the bar with Mr. Potts?
Yes, Your Honor.
Mr. Dougherty, how bad was your car hurt?
I actually brought photos of it.
I don't care photos. No. I said, how badly was it totaled? Was it
No, it wasn't totaled. The driver's side fender, driver's side door, and driver's side mirror.
What year car was it?
It's a 1995.
So I assume you had no collision insurance.
That's correct.
And where is the car now?
Parked out in the parking lot.
Did you drive it here?
Yes, I did.
So it's drivable.
It is drivable.
I would suggest that you not drive the car to a bar anymore. Goodbye.
Your Honor, I don't think that's fair.
I don't care what you think.
Well, you know what? I didn't give him permission to drive my car. That's not right.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
You know, it was very disappointing. We went to the bar to have a good time.
Homeboy's kind of friendly, you know. Got a little drunk.
Got in a little altercation while we were there.
Got toe-to-toe with someone.
My friend freaked out.
You know, it's my dog. He don't fight alone.
Was afraid we were going to get arrested.
Got him in the car. Someone yelled cops. He wanted to get out.
Went in my car. Didn't have permission to drive my car. And ended up crashing.
He grabbed my purse out of my hand and grabbed the keys out of my purse.
I grabbed her purse because I wanted her in the car, too.
I was a little bit hammered.
He was getting into altercations with other people.
Tequila makes me break into the 80s flashback, and I start doing the Cabbage Patch.
Well, he's got moves.